Now, Saudi Arabia's devastating war on Yemen rages on, leaving millions of Yemenis in grave humanitarian situation. Saudi warplanes have launched fresh airstrikes on Kitaf district in the northern Sa'dah province. There's still no word on possible casualties. Earlier, Saudi jets bombarded Harad district in neighboring Hajjah province. Meanwhile, Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates have sent weapons shipments to the southern city of Aden, where clashes are underway between militias loyal to Yemen's fugitive former government and Ansar Allah fighters. Saudi Arabia's aggression against Yemen has claimed at least 4,900 lives since it started in late March. Meanwhile, the leader of Yemen's Ansar Allah movement, Abdul Malik al-Houthi, says Saudi Arabia is committing unprecedented crimes in Yemen using American weapons.
The heinous, ugly crimes committed, these crimes which are indeed unprecedented in the region, these crimes are being committed by American warplanes, American missiles, American bombs.
Al-Houthi said Israelis, ISIL terrorists and Al-Qaeda are also involved in the ongoing war against Yemen. He said Riyadh is pursuing the project of occupation of Yemen to take control of the country. Ansar Allah's leader added thousands of airstrikes have been conducted against Yemen since the aggression began more than 4 months ago. The aerial attacks have caused severe damage to Yemen's infrastructures and killed women and children. However, Al-Houthi added that Yemeni people will be victorious in their battles against Saudi Arabia because all aggressors are doomed to failure. And for more on this, let's go to Pennsylvania and talk to Professor Lawrence Davidson. Welcome to the program, sir. Professor Davidson, based on words spoken by the Ansar Allah leader, just how evident is the involvement of Israel, ISIL and Al-Qaeda in the Saudi war on Yemen?
Well, I think that ISIL, the charge that ISIL is involved is probably exaggerated. I mean, Yemen has its own homegrown franchise, Al-Qaeda franchise. Al-Qaeda is in Yemen. I'm not sure if it's ISIL, but it's a Yemeni Al-Qaeda version. I think that more accurate is the Saudi Israeli alliance, unspoken alliance. I think that that's a real factor. I think that the Israelis are probably supplying the Saudis with some sort of munitions and some perhaps intelligence about this. But the Israelis are obviously interested in maintaining the chaos actually around them. They're involved in Syria and now in Yemen. And I think that what they're trying to do is keep the fires burning in these areas to divert Western attention from their own activities in the West Bank and in Jerusalem.
Right. If Yemen can take legal action against Saudi Arabia, then what's preventing it from doing so?
I'm not sure I know the answer to that question. Except that the Houthis don't have a government in Yemen that's recognized at the UN or by Western powers, and so that might be a factor in any attempt to take legal action on an international level.
All right, Professor Lawrence Davidson from Pennsylvania, thanks for your time there, sir.